Blog Talk Radio.
Halloween Jack and the Bone Jangler. It's the eerie late night.
Who better than Zachary, the wish us all a happy Halloween? Well, happy Halloween to and everybody on the East Coast and all our Northeast friends. Some of you might have a little bit longer to wait, but hey, we're all here in spirit, all here for Halloween. And who are we? Well, I'm Handsome Halloween Jack of the Haunted Theater.
And I'm talking about me. I'm talking about the Bone Jangler. That's right. Happy, super sexy, scary Saturday. And we are joined by none other than...
I love to laugh. It's Mary Poppins in here tonight. I was hoping Mary was going to be here because I love to laugh.
I'm
I thought
sorry.
You said the
band
was going to be on.
What fall into me. Merry Christmas.
Is that your Halloween costume? Oh, I mean, is that your Halloween costume for this year, the Joker?
Yes, I'm Ed Wynn for Halloween this year.
Oh,
and
Ed Wynn.
For the
okay.
Wynn. They call the Wynn pariah, but...
Now, you might
anyway,
have to explain
yes,
everybody
could...
listening who Ed Wynn is. The most of them.
Well, you
might know who the Joker
Mary
is.
Poppins. Mary Poppins, he was Uncle Albert, not Eddie Albert or Paul McCartney's Uncle Albert, but just Uncle Albert, and he laughs. I knew a man with a wooden leg named Smith. Really, what was the name of his other leg?
The other leg.
So much for Bobbyville.
And with apologies, Uncle Albert. Get
yes.
It? Oh, boy, that went over well.
He knows
no crowd tonight. Well, I'm so glad that everybody's in a great mood for Halloween. I mean, this is fantastic. And,
yes.
After doing the... 3 weeks of programming. I have good news. I'm being let out of Bellevue today, tonight, as we speak. So,
Do they let you?
I made sure
the jacket?
I put everybody's, you know, I wrote everybody's name on the padded cell, you know, just for a good time, and your phone numbers and everything else. So, if you get any calls? No, I'm glad. I'm hoping everybody's enjoying it. You know, it's a labor of love. What can I say? It's Halloween. It's worth the effort. Right?
Well, you certainly put in the effort.
Amen.
You were up all night long every night.
Close, but, you know, I don't want to drive that point into the ground. People are probably getting tired of hearing that. And I appreciate the accolades and the praise and everything. And but I do, you know, do it for everybody. And do it for everybody as well as myself. And it's great.
And
I'm glad
do
people
it
are enjoying
for
it.
A Scooby snack.
I don't know about that. I might. I just might. You never know.
You
or a Klondike bar.
Yes.
A Klondike bar.
What?
Well, what would you do for a Klondike bar? Yeah. You know?
Bar, yeah.
So?
A Scooby snack. And then you get your Klondike bar, and then you fall asleep because you're so full. Anyway.
Who's been
eating
that Halloween candy already?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know how many times I've had to send Jackie out for candy? And we made the mistake of of getting the bags early, and then she made the even bigger mistake of putting them in the bowl that's sitting on the corner of my desk, and that was the end of that.
Yeah.
So
it was the magic disappearing Halloween trick.
I mean, the bowl was kind of cool. It's got like, you know, it's, you think you would be deterred from eating it because it's like a grim reaper holding the bowl, you know, and you're supposed to say something, but I'll face death for a Nestle Crunch bar anytime. So.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's
about
my
the
favorite.
100 grand? What about 100 grand?
We didn't get any of those this year. I'm a little bummed.
Oh.
But,
I know
you
like that.
It's, oh, yeah. Yeah, that and Nestle Crunch. I'm old school. Though I like Twix and Kit Kat.
Gotta have rice.
Later.
Gotta have rice.
Twix
or
tweet.
You have to have that fiber.
Yeah.
I've been so sequestered, you know, my padded cell. Is trick or treating taking place this year? I mean, I know I've looked through some of the lists. There's actually this database that tells you when it's weird. It tells you what time and when all the cities across the country are having trick or treating, and I was surprised I saw a lot of them say that it was today or tonight. What's it like where everybody else is? Is there trick-or-treating going on? Is there,
In Jonesboro, Tennessee, next door, they were attempting a city Halloween festival last night, but it was buckets of rain last night. It was a real gully washer, as they say. And so I don't know if that got canceled until tonight. You know, I'm sure I'll hear about it, but I'd not seen anything offhand.
They're going to do it here tomorrow, 4 to 7. You know, three whopping huge hours for these kids there to get some, you know, COVID masks or whatever they're giving them here.
They're putting a time limit on it?
Oh, yeah, they always do here.
Oh, I didn't
realize
that.
You to be done by 7.
Safety, essentially, I'm sure.
That's funny. Space Pirates in Space Pirates in chat, as usual. I just wanted to say this real quick. He goes, "You can't resist Jackie's candy." That's right, and you keep your hands off my wife's Kit Kats. Just remember that.
Yes.
There'll be no breaking off a piece of it.
Ouch. Oh, and Gil Grappler's in there, and he said, tomorrow is 5 to 8 in Bloomfield, New York. And lots of trunk or treats today. Yeah, that seems to be the trend right now, that trunk or treat, which, I mean, that's okay. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it, but I keep feeling like they're heading towards eliminating Halloween. I keep getting that feeling every year, and sometimes... Sorry.
They're just going to make it into a phone
chat.
App.
I've been saying that for years. Gil Grappler said, what about her mounds? No, you keep your hands off her mounds, too. And her almond joy.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't. I usually do. Up and our old friend Uncle Gomez is in chat, and he said he just looked it up, and theirs was today. So how did you miss that? Didn't anybody come up to your house today? Huh. I don't know. I don't like the way they're playing around with this. And, I mean, you know, supposedly everybody should be okay outside, and everybody's wearing masks. So are they wearing masks under the mask? I don't know. But
we've had a lot of rain here, but I did see, I went over to the Jonesboro Facebook site, and tonight or this afternoon from 2 to 6 at the courthouse, they were having a Halloween costume contest. So that's one good thing. I can't see Halloween, you know, disappearing. It's been next to Christmas, probably the second biggest celebration in America.
Well, most importantly, it's been one of probably the second biggest moneymaker, too. Though I don't know. The
yes,
same Thanksgiving
exactly.
Is going to be pretty expensive this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Gomez is saying he looked it up and he said it's today, but technically it's tomorrow. But I just remembered he's on the West Coast, right, Gomez?
Ah.
Right? And so his was technically today. So you're saying it was the 30th? I don't know. I would hope that Halloween can't be eliminated, but I swear that they're doing their darndest to eliminate it. I mean, does anybody else feel that way?
Well, they don't want you to dress up. They don't want you to get into costume. I'm very curious as to which costumes are, quote-unquote, appropriate these days.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I mean, my heart breaks. My heart breaks for the children of today. Maybe you can't miss what you don't have. I mean, you can look at it that way. But I would hope that somewhere along the line things would go back to where they were when we were kids, where I know they're not going to as far as costumes go. You're not going to be able to wear the stuff in school that we used to wear. I mean, you know, I've said several times, and I'll probably post it again tomorrow, my whole story about my favorite Halloween costume, which was my Wolfman costume. And
really?
I had a knife sticking out of my chest with blood coming down, and I wore that to school. And nobody said a word. Nobody blinked an eye. As a matter of fact, everybody thought it was
because
cool.
Because there wasn't anything wrong with it. That's why.
Yeah.
World wasn't, yeah, there wasn't anything wrong with that. People get it. I mean, with the popularity of, like, Spirit Halloween and the other Halloween stores, these kids, you know, you talk about them maybe perhaps not missing something that they never had, but everybody knows that Halloween's supposed to be, like, spooky and scary and that it's all in good fun. Everybody knows that. You can pretend otherwise. but everybody's hip to it. You know, everybody knows that's the, you know, the real deal. They know this.
Well, the bottom line, though, to me, when you're talking about Spirit Halloween and everything, I mean, I know that I understand people go out, they buy a lot of stuff, they decorate the house, but who are you decorating it for anymore if kids aren't coming around trick-or-treating? Well, hang on a second. We have somebody calling in. Yeah, I mean, I think that's where it's gone to, is a lot of people do it for themselves, and that's okay, you know. Hang on, we have somebody calling in. I think I know who it is. Is this who I think it is? Uncle?
I don't know. It depends. What do you think?
It sure sounds like him, unless this is somebody disguising their voice for Halloween. I know who this is.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Are you calling in to join this joyful conversation, or are you just going to commiserate? Either one is fine. Whichever one you want.
A little of both, I think. Auntie and I were just commiserating because 3 weeks ago they already had Christmas decorations for sale. And we're pulling the Halloween decorations out off the shelves.
Yeah. Only 3 weeks ago? I'll tell you what, for the past month, Walmart had a very small Halloween decoration, or a small portion of the store with Halloween decorations, and already had Christmas out. They had Christmas out the same time they put the Halloween stuff out, and the Halloween
they do that
smaller and smaller.
That surprises me, since Walmart is owned by Ebenezer Scrooge. As far as the holidays, Halloween will never disappear as far as I'm concerned. My mother always made sure I had a homemade costume every year when I went out to go trick-or-treating, rain or shine. I was out there getting candy.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling community events the day before. What the bloody hell is that?
So basically you missed it, is what you're saying, right?
Well, except for the
You didn't even know it was happening today.
Exactly. But the nice thing is, you know, we were able to go ahead and watch Flash's show and everything else here on the channel, which's a good enough replacement, I think.
Oh, well, I appreciate you saying that, because that's what I do it for. Yeah, I was remiss in saying, you know, we had a lot of great programming on tonight, and we had Dr. Sarcophagi, which is always a great to have on the channel, and I did a little Halloween treat, and I hope it was a surprise for people. It was a one-shot pilot by Dan Curtis called A Darkness at Blaisdon, and I hope everybody enjoyed that. Of course, we had the Bone Jangler family Halloween, and then we had our old friend Slash with actually a Monster Channel exclusive. It was the streaming debut of Jason Rising, a fan-made film. So, hey, look, we just make Halloween, okay, for ourselves. That's the way I see it. You know, we take what we have, and most importantly, we keep Halloween in our hearts, just like you said, Gomez. But my worries are, except for the Bone Jangler, we're all not going to live forever. And is Halloween going to disappear with our generation? That's what I worry about. And I mean traditional Halloween. I mean what we're used to, what we've talked about constantly, and about, like you said, with the homemade costumes and the fun we had. And I mean, it was amazing, because we would start trick-or-treating the minute we got home from school, when it wasn't on a weekend. We'd go right out, because we could wear our costumes to school, so we didn't have to come home and get changed. We would come home, 3:30, 4 o'clock, grab that pillowcase or whatever, you know, kind of trick-or-treat bag you have. We would go out and trick-or-treat about an hour and a half, 2 hours, come back home, eat dinner, go right back out again for another maybe 2 hours, and come back and empty that pillowcase on the kitchen table, and the kitchen table was filled with candy.
Yeah, we even had one lady on our block that gave out full-size candy bars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had that, too.
So, yeah.
Now, I mean, I feel they're getting gypped.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to trick or treat out of a trunk, you know. I don't go into a parking lot and just walking up to people's trunks. That's not the same as going up to somebody's house that has, you know, homemade gravestones and a fog machine and eerie lighting and cobwebs and things like that. And, like, maybe perhaps, you know, the classic, you know, the Halloween record playing in the background or whatever. It's
mm-hmm.
not the same thing. And also, a lot of these people like to give you, like, just one of those, you know, there's the fun size candy bar, but then there's that
yeah.
like
yeah.
the little plain square, just the little square.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just give that out, and they give you one, and it's like, that's not even like a full size bite of anything. That's what is that? What is that? You know, I don't want that.
Yeah, Andy's here, you know, with me in the room. She agrees with us. It's tragic that kids aren't going to be able to enjoy. Until my dying breath, I'll make sure Halloween celebrated the way it's supposed to.
Cool.
Sorry. Gil Grappler had a very, very serious question. He said, are creepy white vans allowed at trunk or treat? Hey, don't laugh. I've seen them. To give some of these people credit, I've seen, you know, no kidding around, people who had vans and had them opened and actually had decorations inside the van, you know, the back of the van and had the candy there. I mean, they weren't luring kids in. It was, you know, they just mm-hmm. had it all decorated and everything. But, I agree. Trunk or treat. What? It's, gosh, I don't want to offend anybody. Tomorrow's Halloween. I don't want to get angry Texans on Halloween.
Are you supposed to egg the cars and soak the windows of the cars?
I mean, to me, trunk or treat was like, they're trying to eliminate Halloween by that, and I don't want to say the church, but I understand why they do stuff like that, because they feel it's unsafe for kids to be out. I mean, hell, I guess nobody gave a crap about our safety because we were out all over the place, and, you know, nobody – and believe me, there was nobody that disappeared in my neighborhood in Halloween or anything like that. But – and you know, don't you think another thing that they were promoting physical fitness? Because let's face it, we walked their asses off for miles mm-hmm. and miles. All over the neighborhood.
That's just it. It's for their safety. And I can agree to a point, but, yeah, no, kids need it. Yeah, gee, let's celebrate Halloween on our iPhones.
Let me tell you, and Bones will remember, and I've been saying this for years, trick-or-treating is going to be on the Internet sooner or later. You say it's on an app. I've been saying that. I'll pull out all the old Halloween shows we did where I've been saying this for years. You watch. Eventually, it's going to be done on the Internet. To me, that's where it's heading.
It'll be a Zoom.
Right. Whatever. I'm telling you, they'll take you to sites where you can go and say trick or treat, and then they'll mail you a certificate or email you a certificate to get something. I'm telling you, you watch. You mark my words.
Oh.
Just ask Mark Zuckerberg. He's working that way with his, with his new company.
Happens, I'm going to start bonfires in my front yard.
With his new company, Meta. I don't know if you all saw that creepy video of him today. But
oh, God, no. I don't think I'm even going to look. That man scares me. And I watch horror films.
Oh, yeah. Well, real life is a lot scarier than horror films, trust me. Yeah, he's rebranding the company. He kind of wants to get rid of the Facebook name, and he's calling it Meta. And I don't know. It's somebody should tell him to stay away from the front of the camera, and he should really hire people to do that, because this is like I'm telling you, you have to look it up and just watch the video. It's creepy as hell. And I don't know if he did it for Halloween. I don't think he meant it to be creepy as hell, but just look it up. But I'm telling you, he's talking about doing everything virtually now, too. I can't explain it. You have to look it up. Look up Meta and look up Mark Zuckerberg, and I'm sure you can find it, and I'm sure you'll see it. But it's hey, it's creepy. Creepy as hell.
I will defend Halloween, traditional Halloween, till my dying breath, no matter when that is.
Oh, yeah.
I may not be as old as Sloan, but I'm old enough to remember how things should be.
Old enough to know better. Isn't that how the saying goes?
And are you saying you're old enough and now it's no better?
I guess.
First of all, Baron, happy I am to hear you again. I was getting worried.
Why, thank you. It's good to be back. Nice of the lads to invite me, you know. Things are busy around Castle von Wolfstein. We don't get many trick-or-treaters out there, but...
Is
that a ghost?
Bridge down.
I think it was.
But, no, I'm old enough to remember when Halloween was around bonfires.
Oh, yeah. And... I'm trying to be polite in saying this. Let me change gears here. Baron, being the being an elder statesman, what do you remember being on television at Halloween time? I mean, I don't know if anybody's been seeing it, but I love to do it every. Every October, I start October 1st because I have a pretty big collection of ads from all over the country, and I share them, and I share all the Halloween ones at Halloween time, and I mean, the stuff that was in the theaters back then, even though they weren't the greatest movies, they used to do the triple features and things like that, and they were just great. And I'm just, I don't remember too much of what was on television at the time. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get into this conversation into the after party, because believe it or not, that first half hour just flew by because we were having a lot of fun. Thank you to everybody in the chat. Thanks for making us laugh, and thanks for Oh, no, not Pat Boone. Don't bring Pat Boone up again. Not that. So, anyway, it's been a joyful time. I wish everybody a happy Halloween, as I'm sure everybody here on the show does. Unless it already passed, like it did for Gomez, but hopefully it didn't. But I hope you all enjoyed it. Please listen into the after party, because we will be sharing our Halloween memories, and hopefully we'll uplift you, and hopefully we'll talk about what the future holds for Halloween. And like Goma says, as long as we're alive and breathing and kicking, there will be a Halloween. So thank everybody for listening a lot, and we'll see you next time on the Eerie Late Night Radio Show. Good night, everybody. Happy Halloween.
Yes. Well,
now
I
you're talking about what was on TV. Forty years ago tonight on television.
Halloween will never ever die as long as the Monster Channel is somewhere on the world weird web.
Yes. Well, hopefully I can find somebody to pass it down to. Bones, what was 40 years ago you were saying?
40 years ago tonight on television was the premiere, the network broadcast television premiere of Halloween.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, and that was the television version that they had. Was it they filmed extra footage for TV, or was it that it was deleted scenes that they added in? I don't remember offhand.
It was both. It was that the movie is like 91 minutes long, so even with commercials, they needed to have more content, and they had to cut some of the content, like when Lori and her friend, Linda? I can't remember her name. When they're driving around in the car and they're smoking a joint, and then they pull up to her friend's father, the sheriff, Sheriff Brackett.
Brackett.
And they had to cut that out. Plus, they had to make up for that time, and then they had to add even more stuff to make it a better runtime. And so you had more scenes with Loomis and Michael. And they did that on that night because it was like a tie-in, because at the same time, that same night, Halloween 2 was released to the theaters. So it was a tie-in between the two.
Isn't it amazing to think, just to show you how much things have changed 40 years ago, that they had to cut any of that out? Because they certainly wouldn't have to do that today.
No. No, they wouldn't.
No, and the only thing they would cut out today would be PJ Souls being briefly seen topless in that bedroom.
And that depends on who's doing it, because there has been nudity slipping in here or there, too, on cable. I mean, we won't get into that. It's just amazing for me to think about when I was younger and Psycho was on TV. I believe it was in 1969 that it was on TV, maybe earlier than that, maybe a little earlier, that my parents wouldn't let me watch it, and that it was edited for television. Because when Alfred Hitchcock re-released it into the theaters later on, he, you know, kept saying that it was the uncut version. And just it's amazing to think that they had to cut anything out of that. Oh, you be quiet. Everybody's a critic. Oh, I think we lost Gomez. Uh-oh. Stop it. Stop. I have a black cat that's bothering me. Stop it. I know it's Halloween, but go chill. I know it's your holiday, but... So, do you think that the reason that Halloween has changed is I know that it has to do with the pandemic we've been dealing with for, you know, a year and a half, whatever it's been now. But do you think that these changes would have happened anyway, regardless of the pandemic? Do you think that this is the way things were heading? And the pandemic kind of just helped that along?
I would say probably, because it's sort of like Bob Dylan's line, "What else can you show me?" Everybody has become, you know, it's like almost rote going through the motions. Unless you're a real true monster kid, you just don't have that appetite, that celebration.
Right.
And it's just something more to spend money on. It's like Christmas. You know, I mean, Christmas is different, I think, than what we all experienced when we were little.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
So
I agree with that one.
So 100%. In that sense, it's just sort of this societal boredom or wearing down or exhaustion from, oh, I've celebrated Halloween for 70 years, 50 years, 20 years, you know. It's a different threshold for each person of, one, what it meant to them originally, and, yeah, it has changed. If you look at the whole landscape of monsterdom, you've had entire seasons, multiple seasons of television of zombies, vampires, you know, and those stories get old and a lot of people drop out watching them once they've kind of seen whatever their fill of it's going to be. So the day we celebrate doesn't have that same sort of giddy newness to it that it once did.
Yeah. I mean, my attitude is that Halloween isn't going to disappear only because it's like we were saying, the second biggest holiday next to Christmas, money-wise. I mean, I wouldn't...
Right.
I hate that anybody would think about it that way. But
this is America.
Yeah. No.
And,
I mean,
you know,
fault anybody for making a buck.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I'm, you know, looking at the eerie late night radio show pastiche for this week, and there's the jack-o'-lantern with the black cat, you know. And then there's all the Ben Cooper costumes, and I see Darth Vader and Snoopy and, you know, the skulls. And it's just people choose who their heroes are and how they want to emulate it on Halloween. And if it's something big, well, then you do that.
Yeah.
You don't usually do it for more than a year or two in a row, because there's always something new. The trouble with our media culture, things get diluted because of the sheer volume of, you know, which vampire do you want to be? Do you want to be Lugosi? Do you want to be Lee? That's not even a question anymore. Do you want to be Barnabas? Well, that's past tense too. What are the current TV shows that have vampires on them, and how do you want to do that? It's just, you know, it's, I guess, the old idea of familiarity breeds contempt. You know, a lot of people have just maybe burnt out on Halloween, but if they've got kids there, you can bet your bottom dollar they're going to try and give those children roughly the same experience that they had. They'll take them around, and, you know, because we see that in our neighborhood. You'll have parents or even grandparents now bringing the kids or grandkids, And even a lot of the babies in just like sheets and a little mask, you know, just to start them. And they don't even know what or what it is they're doing. But you hand out the candy and wish them a happy Halloween anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I think that a lot of it, I think that a lot of this that Jack's asking about has to do with something else. And it has to do with something that more and more with each passing day, a lot of people don't even want to address. And like anything else that needs to be addressed, it may be uncomfortable to address it, but not ever addressing it is not going to lead to anywhere good. And I think that a lot of this has to do with people being far, 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 far too politically correct, or as they would say now, woke. And please, Halloween or any other celebration like that, like say a birthday or something, none of that stuff has any place to do with that. That should not factor into it whatsoever. And now you have people telling you, well, you can't go as this character for Halloween because that's inappropriate because this might hurt this person's feelings. Or you shouldn't do this because maybe this person can't do that. Or you shouldn't wear this outfit because maybe this person won't like that. I don't care what you like or you don't like. It doesn't matter. I want you to do what you like or not do what you don't like. And I want to do what I want to do. And it doesn't hurt you. This idea that it hurts somebody, it doesn't hurt anybody. What the heck are you talking about? It doesn't hurt anybody. None of this hurts anybody. And last time I checked, every child, I mean, if you can't eat candy, if you can't amass massive amounts of candy and eat lots of candy when you're a child, when exactly is it that you're supposed to be able to do that? I guarantee all the candy that you like to eat as a child is probably going to rip a filling or some sort of appliance or tooth out as you get older. And there's diabetes and everything else, you know. So it doesn't hurt anybody if I want to be an astronaut for Halloween. Well, wait a minute. You can't. Mm-hmm. Which astronaut are we talking about? Because if it isn't, you know, Sally Ride, then you can't do it, you know, because it's wrong. You're wrong. I can do whatever I want.
How about kids that dressed up like Indians? I mean, there was always them in Halloween. Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that now.
I was second grade.
I don't get where it's either.
I see it. And that's what I agree 100%. It's not a put down. I mean, and what I find so ironic about this all, I mean, isn't they all talk about individualism and when I say they, I mean with this, I'm sorry, pardon my French, this whole woke bullshit, which I'm sorry, that's what it is to me, because. I don't want to veer too far off the Halloween trail here, but I just have to say this.
No.
I was woke a long time ago. If that's what they want, you know, if you're going to go within the definition of what woke is, I was woke a long time ago, and I don't need anybody to tell me what to do, how to treat people. I mean, if your parents didn't teach you all that when you were a kid, then you're never going to learn it. And that's the way we were brought up. I mean, my parents, you know, taught me to respect everybody. Doesn't matter who they were. Doesn't matter what race. Didn't matter. Okay. Now, getting back to Halloween, Halloween's about individualism. Halloween is about being something different that you're normally not. And this is what they strive for. these with this woke stuff. So, okay, don't you find that a little hypocritical then, telling you what you can or cannot be when they're telling you not to do the same thing to them?
Mm-hmm.
I rest my case. I rest my case as I